Hi, this is Bruce Buccio, and I'm going to talk about parenting after divorce. I got my newest segment that I want to attach for this MP3 is being a reliable resource. Now that you have come this far in your post-divorce transition, you are finding more time with your children, identifying and adjusting in your new role and personal life, and moving past the discomfort in your divorce relations. You would think post-divorce status may start to get easier, but new challenges continue to appear. Room for dissatisfaction and restlessness may develop from this revelation, and you may find it difficult to keep up with your own issues as you attempt to move forward. And you may not be the only one affected in this way. Depending on your child's age, a common scenario is that while they may have varying issues lingering from the separation, they won't communicate. You may observe behavior changes such as withdrawal and just chalk it up to the divorce with hopes that everyone will adjust and that time will heal. It's too easy for children to become overlooked as we try to mold into new roles, but this is, in fact, the time to reengage your child. Your spoken words are essential to keep them feeling loved and involved, but what you will likely discover that it's challenging to come up with the right questions, the right answers, and the associated resolve. At this time, it can help to develop a new platform in your relationship, an outlook that will serve to distract your child from the obscure grief hanging over them. Connecting in a new settling will put things on their terms and enable them to share their feelings more openly. After all, your family dynamic is not the same anymore. We can't expect our children to derive answers on their own. Here are some ways in which we can effectively communicate our support and love in order to maintain our child's direction. Here's a list of 6-7 items here, and I'm going to list them. Learn to understand your child's world through listening and their ideas and thoughts. Feel the opportunity to show your children individually. I'm vested in you. You are important. And I approve of you lovingly and with acceptance. Number 2, sustain structure and discipline. Loosening your discipline methods at this time, when you already feel bad about your new circumstances, would be unwise. Your child needs you more in this area now than at any other time. Decisions about discipline can be challenging, but we make choices because we love our children, even if it's not immediately apparent to them. Number 3, make conscious decisions to ask pertinent, intelligent questions. Their responses may raise further questions, but their answers aren't nearly as important as their own insight. Awareness and perspective. I personally relate with each of my children differently and with individuality because they are mutually exclusive in their own right. Number 4, model appropriate behavior. While proper discipline, education, family, and value systems have combined benefits, it's our passive impact and how we value ourselves, our goals, and our relationships that bring the most success to our young. This influence may be the single most benefit to your children. Number 5, be there when they reach out. Keep an open wrapper and help them to identify with their new position in their life. Single parenting or co-parenting presents unclear family dynamics initially. If my kids needed me, I wanted to be the one who raised my arms, palms wide open to connect. Show that you can and will be there when needed. Number 6, communicate frequently. I found that my children gained confidence in me if I communicated my plans and events to them directly. I tried to remain consistent and predictable in my approach. It's also important to be prompt. If I was traveling or wouldn't be able to keep a planned date, I expressed that well in advance. If I was out of town, I called and spoke directly with my children to let them know. And finally, number 7, explain that nothing but your living arrangements have changed. You can still state you love their mom or dad if you choose to, but just not in the same way anymore. That it's a very tough decision and it's sad, but that this very delicate and sensitive issue is only a small snag in a much bigger picture, and that your role and responsibilities haven't changed. Make it clear that things will eventually improve. Communicating effectively with your children during a significant time in your lives is critical. But while working through the persistent challenges that divorce presents in our post-married life may create displeasure, identifying with our children's issues is a priority. Behavior changes are a sure sign that your attention is required, but developing a new platform and sense of understanding in your relationship will help them to succeed. Their future depends on you. And that was the final segment called Being a Reliable Resource as part of the chapter, Phase 3, Construction, Building a Framework. And I'm happy that you joined me, and I hope you'll buy my book. Thank you.